I have heard with my ears, though I hardly believe, the militant cry of the sinner. They parade through the earth as they revel with ease, provoking the Lord unto anger. Like foam of the sea, they cast up their shame, licentious souls who are selfish and vain. Destined for hell, they blaspheme the name of the Lord. There's no rest for the soul of the lawless man, who covers himself with his violence. With no fear of the Lord, he makes ready his plans to see that the gospel is silenced. He wickedly speaks in his insolent pride, oppressing the truth with corruption and lies. With swords on his lips, he mocks at the fury of God. Let the wicked bow down, let the sinner repent. Let them fall to their knees and acknowledge their sin. If they humble themselves, forgiveness will come from the Lord.
Is as great as his power and knows neither limit nor end. And We don't want God to compromise. We don't want God to wink at our iniquity. We want God to do something about it. What did he do about it? He came down and became flesh and became both God and man. Sin accepted, in order that by his death he might remove everything out of the way, so that now man can come back. Before he couldn't come back, or he couldn't come back if Christ had.